anyone can go to the Office of Historic Preservation and say, hey, I would like to get a historic plaque placed somewhere. You need to, there are certain rules that need to be followed. For example, a plaque can't name a person that's still living. Every word on the plaque needs to be fact-checked and vetted by historians at the Office of Historic Preservation. And you're limited, obviously, on how much you can put on the plaque. So you have to think carefully, what would you like to have on this plaque? And there is a process that's followed. The reason this plaque is in the ground is because the neighborhood residents came to Levitt.org and asked us, would we help them get a plaque in their neighborhood? And we said, of course we'll help you. It speaks directly to the mission of Levitt.org, which I founded 9 years ago, in order to make sure that the vetted facts about this flood are out there for everyone to know and everyone to see. This was an event of the magnitude of the Titanic, of the 9/11 disaster. This event that happened during Katrina will be talked about for at least the next 100 years.
So why is it important? Why are these plaques important for the neighborhood, for the community?
Okay. The neighborhood is proud of their plaque. The neighborhood loves to point tour groups and visitors to that plaque. It's something that all the neighbors share. It's something that's a commonality. It is something that they all work toward. And when we unveiled the plaque in a beautiful ceremony just 50 feet from where we're standing, Irvin Mayfield came and played the Elysian trumpet. He played A Closer Walk with Thee, absolutely moving. It's my understanding that Irvin Mayfield's father drowned not too far from here. And so he really wanted to be a part of that ceremony. So again, the neighbors were here to unveil it. It's in the ground for everyone to see. And that plaque, quite beautiful plaque with the pelican on top, is supposed to last more than 100 years.
So what role do you think that something like a plaque or any other kind of memorial plays in sort of recovery?
The plaque commemorates a historic event, an event that the whole world watched on television. The plaque also represents progress. It also represents that we prevailed, that we rebuilt, and that we moved on. In the face of an awful lot of ridicule, right after the flood, which was not the fault of the people who lived here, they were called stupid for living here in the first place, and then they were called imbeciles for rebuilding. Well, that plaque is what we can say to those who ridiculed us for the act of just wanting to come home. We can look to that plaque, which all of us were a part of.
And as you know, every year goes by. Obviously, next year is the 10th anniversary. I mean, how have you seen the commemorations change or, shift a little bit since the storm?
August 29, 2005, as it should be, is, I always get a little sad, but it's a day of mourning. And not just the people who died, the people who passed away subsequently from the traumatic effect of the flood, from losing their home, from losing everything that they had, losing their neighborhood, losing their church, their schools, their place of worship, their tennis court, their public tennis court. A million people's lives were turned upside down. August 29th is, as it should be, a day of mourning. The days I've noticed each and every year, building up that week or 2 weeks before August 29, 2005, those days are more days of celebration, the days of saying we prevailed, days of replanting. I'm looking here at stumps of what used to be four magnificent oaks at this breach site, which is directly in front of the breach, by the way. These poor oaks were right in the way of the floodwaters. One by one they died, but we shall replant. And that's what I see in the days leading up to the ninth anniversary of the worst civil engineering disaster in the history of the United States.
And what do you do? What does your organization do every year on the anniversary?
Each year has been a little different. For the 10th anniversary, we are already in conversations with community leaders of the Lower Ninth Ward, and it is our intention to hopefully install another plaque similar to what we see here in the Lower Ninth Ward at the breach site of the Industrial Canal, and we're in conversations with that. It is still just a conversation phase, but the process has begun. Actually, we did get a little bit of resistance when we tried to get permission to do the second plaque. Mitch Landrieu was lieutenant governor when our first plaque was approved by the state office, but when he left office and was replaced by someone who shall remain unnamed, he disapproved the plaque. He put a stop on it. So with the neighbors, we traveled to the State Office of Historic Preservation and sat down with them and pointed out to them that the Lakeview neighborhood had a historic plaque. And the plaque in this neighborhood with the wording is very, very similar, nearly identical, but a little bit different. It would not look good if the neighborhood of the Gentilly neighborhood was told, oh no, you can't have a plaque, but the Lakeview neighborhood can. And we just told them, I don't know if you want to be in that position. And a day later, I got a phone call from the state historian letting me know that our plaque had been approved.